Episode 2516, Don't Wait to Make a Change.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy every day. I hope you have your head on straight because it is the start of a brand new week, and I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen, so don't wait to make a change. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now take a deep breath. Thanksgiving is done. It's over. The turkey has done been cooked. Maybe you're still eating leftovers, but today is all about mindset, leadership. Where are you taking yourself in life? Check your calendar. Only 33 more days until the new year. Oh yes, so don't wait to make a change. How you pivot every day will determine the possibilities and opportunities that become attainable. You know, sometimes life leads you one way or another, but you want to be somewhere else getting different results, right? You're like, I kind of like it here, but I see someone over there and they're doing something that I want to be doing, whatever that is. Maybe they have the corporate job that you're looking for. Maybe they're an entrepreneur or in network marketing and you're like, gosh, if I could only have that. Maybe you're building a business and it's not being built as fast as you want it, or you're not getting the results where you're headed. Well, guess what? Just last night, I was watching football. Oh, yes, Sunday night football. Bring it on. It was the Ravens and the Browns, and they were enjoying just a chill night on the field. However, neither team saw what was coming the first half, and it didn't get much better the second half either. It was a pretty low-scoring game overall. But what was interesting was the first half specifically. There were some mishaps in the second half too, but the first half, there was a missed field goal by the Browns kicker, with the second one made after striking the left goalpost, and it ricocheted in between, giving them their first score of the evening. 3 points. Whoop, whoop. Really, they should have had 6 points because he missed the first one. Well, then guess what happens? 5 turnovers within 3 minutes. It was crazy. At one point, I was like, deja vu? Seriously, haven't we already been here? Baltimore had the ball. It was tipped and intercepted, only to have the next play come from the Browns and another interception. It went from one team back to the other, back to the other. And then after a couple more plays, hit rinse and repeat as the same thing occurred again. But the Ravens had an extra tip to give the 5th interception of the game. And then there was another one in the second half. Maybe there was an extra one, another one even after that. I began to lose track because it became a theme. Even the commentators were like, you know, I didn't expect this. Never saw this coming. What kind of game are we watching? This story can only be written in real life. And who knows? Maybe they all just want to play on the other team. Not literally, but figuratively. I mean, if they're always throwing to the wrong guy, I mean, do they not see the colors? They're distinctively different. Have you looked at the colors of the Browns and the Ravens? Yeah, they're totally different colors. Life can lead us to areas where we see what we've been longing for, that we lose track of where we should be going, all because we see what is possible. It's like the grass is greener on the other side. We want that, to the point where we forget where we are and we lose step, we lose count. So don't lose sight, stay on track. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Stay on track, T-R-A-C-K. You have a game plan, no matter how big or how small. Don't try to be somewhere you're not. You have a journey to take. It's your journey. So stay on track. So let's break it down. You got 5 letters. Let's start with number 1, T, throw caution to the wind. Give yourself enough room to breathe. Have you been going nonstop? I know I have been. Our house has been full and it has been wonderful. I loved it. And we've had a little bit of upset. I believe I shared with you that our grandson was in the hospital for 2.5 days. That threw a whole wrench into everything. But you know what? He's getting better. He's looking good. and we are moving on and we're praising God that all is well. But sometimes we get so wrapped up in all the to-do. We got to keep going. We got to keep moving. And we've got to stop and we've got to breathe. If you get stuck, a lot of the time it comes down to stifling your own progress because of overwhelm. I know. I've been overwhelmed many, many times. In fact, just yesterday at breakfast, I was cooking for the entire family and we have this new beautiful grill. And it's great, but it's inside. So it goes on top of my burners. Steelmade did it. It's made here in the United States of America. No, they do not sponsor us, but I absolutely love it. Saying all of that, I'm still learning a little bit. And I have gas burners, 6 of them. And so this is a huge counter space of cooking. Basically, it's not counter space, but you know what I mean. The cooking area is huge. With all that being said, I'm making pancakes for the very first time on a grill that I'm not used to. Yeah, let's just say maybe we had 4 or 5 darker pancakes than planned and they got stuck and I had to scrape things off and the kitchen was just getting a little cramped and I was getting kind of grouchy, like, okay, I just need space. Mom needs space. Get out of the kitchen. Sometimes you have too many chefs in the kitchen that you only need to have one. Well, at that moment in time, I just needed to throw caution to the wind and take a step back and to breathe. We get so caught up. We get so overwhelmed. We want to do what's right, but we see what everybody else is seeing, you know, where they've already been, but we haven't gotten there yet. We're like, well, why is it taking me so long? I should already be there. How old am I? How long have I been on this journey, right? You know what I'm talking about. So breathe. Throw caution to the wind. Number 2, R, rescue the dream. Or you could rescue the goal, wherever it is for you. It's easy to get lost in the process of life, right? We get caught up in all of our regimented routines. You get yourself coming and going that you forget where you're headed. Everything that you really do is just rote. You just do it because you know that's what you're supposed to do. See, I haven't had that luxury because I've moved so many times. I just was having this conversation with my mother. And I said, it's interesting because most people don't move as often as I have. She's moved a ton, but I've moved even more than her. And it's crazy because I sit there and just scratch my head and I'm thinking, how many seasons have I had in different homes? How many different states have I been in? And then with my family, right, my first family, meaning my mom and my dad and my brother and sister, myself, and then now my family, which is my husband and I and our 5 children, and now it's the extended family because my children are, you know, our oldest is married with a child and the other ones are starting to grow up. We've got a graduate coming up. This past weekend, we celebrated my daughter's, my oldest daughter's birthday. I mean, there's always something happening. It's a party every day. But in saying all of that, we can get lost in it, right? The overwhelm is there. But even if you're just kind of doing the rote thing, just doing what's habitual, just trying to get through your responsibilities, the checkoff list, you lose what? Yourself, your dreams, your goals. So you got to rescue them. You got to come back. The direction is skewed. The GPS is no more. It's probably broken. Why? Because you're handling and juggling everything else in life. When you rescue the dream, you reset the direction. So throw caution to the wind. Rescue the dream. Number 3A, acknowledge the path. Here you know where you're headed, plain and simple. You're like, yeah, I got this. I rescued it. Now I know what I need to do. This is the path I'm on. Stay on track. Number 4, C, commit to the plan. Whether it's to yourself or family or on a calendar, you have to commit to the plan, even though challenges will be met along the way. You're going to have barricades. You're going to have detours, but you got to commit. You got to know there are just going to be slowdowns. It's okay, right? We don't like driving in the morning to work because there's going to be a traffic jam or 2 or 3. Or there's going to be an accident, like a detour, right? In life, it equates to the same thing. You may have to get off a little bit, take the detour. It may be a little bit of a season that you weren't expecting, but guess what? You can get back on the plan. You got to commit to it though. And finally, number 5, K, knock on the door. You have to be willing to take aim. Action ignites motivation. You have to take it. Don't expect for it to just fall from the sky. Don't expect it to just land in your lap. Or you go to the mailbox and you open it up and it's like, yes, I have it right here. Life is not that way. So don't wait to make a change. Stay on track. And when you do that, you know one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Your miles on your journey. Greatness is around the corner every day. You just have to be willing to show up. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.